Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello, Chop Squad. Audrey Wiggins here, your host, and our guest today is Nate Morse. Now, Nate is a founder and LinkedIn strategy consultant at Apex Conversion, where he has been helping revolutionary business leaders use LinkedIn to enjoy greater success with their clients for over 7 years. He is content marketing certified and has a deep expertise in LinkedIn marketing, lead generation, B2B sales, and conversion optimization. Now, we're going to hear more about Nate on the other side of this message.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Nate's mission is to help businesses get high-quality clients on LinkedIn with proven strategies and systems that save time and produce results. He has developed a unique framework called LinkedIn Leadership that enables businesses to get calls booked every week with qualified prospects in less than 30 minutes a day. All right, Nate, we're looking for that promise. Okay. With his help, businesses can get the most out of their time on LinkedIn and use it to effectively reach their goals, their target market, while also building brand awareness. Nate, welcome to the Business Shop.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So let's just dive right in. We know LinkedIn has become critical. It's a critical platform for B2B sales. So how can a sales professional optimize their LinkedIn profile to attract more quality leads and prospective clients?
Absolutely. So when it comes to your LinkedIn profile, there is, you know, a big part of it is how you see the profile. So it's not just a resume, unless you want to be. Even though that's what, you know, a lot of people kind of think of LinkedIn as and kind of what it was originally created for. But you can actually use it as kind of like a beacon for people that are on the journey. So, you know, your profile will show up in Google and searches on LinkedIn. So you want to make sure that you're showing up for that. So you want to make sure everything is optimized. But also when someone visits it, we want to make sure that it's not just a resume where they can learn about you and what you do. But you have to make it really clear how you can help them and give them an opportunity to actually connect with them. So that would be the biggest part, is standing out by not just, you know, having your bio say like, hey, like I do this, but actually, you know, having stuff that's like questions in there and engaging with them and offering them, you know, lead magnets, things like that, that are relevant to the stage that they're at in their buyer's journey. You'll get much more out of that if you do that.
Okay. All right. So I know there's various tools on LinkedIn. So what are some of those features and tools that we can take advantage of so we can do that and improve our sales efforts?
Yeah. So newsletters are really good. That's probably my favorite one. Okay. And that's because that everyone that's on your newsletter, they get an update when you post and publish that newsletter. Mm-hmm. And we all know that LinkedIn is somewhere where people are mostly lurking and they're not really like engaging with content much. Cause you know, if you're going after, you know, a whale client or someone that's a bigger level, mm-hmm. chances are is they're not going to be doom scrolling. Yeah. You can find those people more on Facebook, you know? So if you want to, you know, do that, then that'll make more sense. But newsletters, they'll actually get a notification so that they can go. You don't have to rely on the algorithm relying on them to be doom scrolling. So, I would say that is, one of the biggest tools, that's in LinkedIn. That's a newer one. You need the creator mode turned on for that, but, you can just Google that. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
The bio though, I think the bio is somewhere that, we could kind of label as a tool. Mm-hmm. Just because that little line shows up when you're reaching out to connect to someone, or you're posting, or you're engaging in someone else's content, you can actually have something there so you're not just seeing your name. But you're mentioning software, and so Sales Navigator would fit a little bit more into that.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. I don't think a lot of us don't know about that tool.
Yeah, so it gives you more search criteria and filters than you would have in kind of the free version of LinkedIn search. Mm-hmm. And they also give you, LinkedIn gives you more connection requests that you can do per week. Mm-hmm. It also, I have a theory at least that, you know, if you're paying them, they're going to favor you a little bit in the algorithms and other things like that. So I think that part makes it worth it if you're really serious about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just really getting better search criteria. And LinkedIn, you know, they have their issues. We have some different kind of approaches that we have to it, but you're going to find in their search, there's still like a lot of stuff that doesn't fit what you originally put in. So that's kind of an issue with it. But with LinkedIn, I mean, there's more search criteria on people's profiles than really any other social media, you know, network that I know. So you can find exactly who you want to go talk to. You can actually send out a connection note, letting them know why you're, you know, reaching out to them and what your intentions are.
So we really need to take advantage of a LinkedIn premium account then, is what you're saying as well.
Yeah, if you're not, and you know, you're trying to get more out of LinkedIn, I can't stress enough adding the right people. Mm-hmm. And you need to have, you know, you need to know what that criteria is and be able to find them. And sometimes you have to use those extra filters. But yeah, it also gives you extra bandwidth.
So Nate, what strategies have you found to be most effective for maintaining and nurturing client relationships, especially when things don't go as planned?
Yeah, so you said for maintaining client relationships?
Yes. Yeah, for nurturing client relationships. Yep, maintaining and nurturing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so for this, there's one of our services called the Outreach Accelerator. Mm-hmm. And we basically built, I had to like take a step back and kind of like rebuild the wheel. Because when we're looking at, let's say, courses and group coaching, the courses, the nuances that they're going through, you're like not going to be able to help them out with, you know? And then group coaching, the structure there is like, you know, showing up and, you know, you have 5 or 10 minutes or whatever to, you know, explain what you have going on. And then that, you know, that business expert has to understand that and then redo that. And I have never really seen that work that well. So we took a step back and we created something called the Outreach Accelerator. And the idea is that we keep client diaries for each client and we have them actually fill out information at each stage, which allows us to have like a closer relationship. So we can know like what resources they need. We can, we're much closer. It's like a scalable version of like almost like one-on-one consulting. Whereas I see like a lot of coaches and consultants as they grow, it's like their results dilute. So how do you keep that together? You know? And so when it comes to nurturing, people feel that, you know, because that relationship is kind of atrophying as you scale.
What skills do you think are critical for a salesperson, and you know, even before we can get to an accelerator in today's digital landscape, and why do you think that?
Sales skills? Yeah, so definitely going to be grit. I'd say grit would be the first one, just continuing to push, because you're either in a spot where you're doing well, mm-hmm. Or you're in a spot where you're not. And then you basically have the decision to push or quit. And most sales books that I've read, you know, over the last 10 years, a lot of them really just say like, you know, a lot of this is not giving up and your enthusiasm. And, you know, if you lose confidence in what you're selling or even your own process, or if they're going to buy or not, the other person on the line is going to feel that confidence as your confidence for them, for like what you're actually selling them and the result that they have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say that would be probably the biggest piece of feedback that I would have there.
Okay.
Beyond it, I think the other side of the coin that really helps is reflection. So like having a time on the weekend where you're just taking a step back from everything and seeing like, what season are you in? So you could be in one where you're needing to learn and kind of test something new, or you might be in a stage where everything's set in pretty well and you just need more data. And so you need to just push through. But if you don't really know where you're at, then you can kind of lose your cool and then not keep that confidence that we had in the previous step.
Okay. Yeah. And then the business, we go down and the business goes down with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a struggle to pull.
I'm also a big fan of outreach, clearly. So I think that, yeah, because Outreach Accelerator, right? So even a lot of LinkedIn is just helping people do outreach in a way that's not spammy. Mm-hmm. And so I came from cold calling and door knocking, and a lot of other people in sales seem to not like that as much. But I like going to the person and finding something that will start the relationship in the right way and you know, just go directly for it. And I think a lot of times they appreciate that because they're looking for someone to guide them through a journey. Yes. And if you're able to just come in and be bold about it, then you know, as long as you're actually researching them and doing it the right way, then it won't be spammy. If you're just pushing your own stuff, then it's not really going to work.
Right. And on the same note with that, because sometimes I'll receive messages and they're cold calls and they, I can tell they never really looked at my profile because what they're pushing or selling is totally not related.
Yeah. That's the big thing, right? Is like,
that's aggravating.
Yeah. Are they reaching out and it feels like they actually did their research or not? So when I was doing cold calling, when I was way younger, I realized that if I knew something about them, they would all of a sudden listen. Mm-hmm. So they would pay attention. Right. And so then I started hiring people to research them for me so that I could have these elements.
Right.
And if they are related to what I'm offering, then it's game on. We're in like the best conversation ever. They're interested, like they know what's going on. And so that kind of just evolved into a LinkedIn version of that, where now we have people researching for people and, you know, finding ones that are in the market and, you know, kind of evolved into all that. But yeah, I would definitely say just to continuously still get good at outreach, because a lot of people stop or don't like it, or I think there's just still like a pretty big blue ocean in there for people actually wanting to do it the right way.
Yeah, definitely. And so speaking from that buyer standpoint, what is needed for today's buyers in the online marketplace?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll see what you think about this one as well. So as a buyer, we live in the most interesting time in human history where you and I went from having no internet to internet, right? So no one's connected. Everything's manual to like the whole world's connected and it's the wild, wild west. And there will never be another generation or a group of people that will experience that ever, right? Because before us, they won't have it. For that, after, like, if human experience was like a movie, it'd be like one movie. And then all of a sudden there's like some millisecond switch that everything just went crazy, right? It'd be like different movies. You'd be having, it's take you forever to find like over millions of years. Where's that little 100-year span where everything exploded? Right. So, keeping that in mind, the like evolution of the internet is they're really focused on putting out the information and competing on positioning. Mm-hmm. Right. So once you're ready to buy something or become a client, they're there and they're like, hey, here's the reasons that we're different. You should sign up with us. But the buyers, they have so many options because everything's all connected that it's actually navigating the buyer's journey is their biggest challenge to getting to you. It's not finding the right solution because there's 15 of you that say you're pretty similar, you know? Yeah. So it's like, instead, let's compete with them on proximity and find them in the buyer's journey and actually be more relevant to them in the closer stage and actually help them. And I saw this when I was working at a car dealership, and I noticed that everyone that came on the lot, I could take down all their information, their wants and needs, and like help them through the journey. But if you look at any classified website, they're converting less than 1% of the people that visit it, right? Wow. So if you could go right now and look up your, I don't know, what's your favorite car brand that's near you?
Chevy.
Okay. You definitely got a dealership near you for Chevy. So if you were to go look that up right now in another window and be looking at like, you know, the classified page where you're picking out types and different things and it shows all different ones. They won't get your contact information until you pick out the car you want. Right. But if you go there in person, they walk you through it. So that's kind of where this all starts. I notice, there's a lot of underserved areas in the buyer's journey that I, as a buyer, wish the sellers were helping more with instead of just information, having more of like mechanisms of ways to find these people in the buyer's journey that are trying to figure out it. Cause there's just, you know, they basically are leaving it up to influencers at one point if they're not doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense? So yes. That's like kind of the ages is everybody right now is focusing on getting the information first. And then later they'll start integrating it more into the journey. So as a buyer, I want shoppers to be better at helping me where I'm at, not me making all the decisions and going through the entire buyer's journey and then picking out what I want.
Right, right.
Especially with high ticket stuff, you know, because like I've done stuff also in, you know, automotive, real estate, RV, they all have the same thing. You know, and even us, like, you know, our Outreach Accelerator program, you know, is much cheaper. But like our main, like done for you program, you know, it's thousands of dollars every month. And so, you know, we just want to make sure that they, you know, that's like a hard decision to make for a lot of people. So gotta help them.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But can you give us some example of a sales challenge that you've encountered and how you managed to overcome it?
Yeah. So trust is a good one. So I think that a lot of trust is really them just feeling comfortable with you, right? They have to trust you. So, you know, they want to see some testimonial stuff like that just to make sure that they're not making a bad decision. But I think that a lot of people, when they're looking at trust, they're wondering, does this person have my best interest in mind or theirs? And so if you're coming on the call and you're really focused, let's say for a sales call, if you're really focused on making the sale or how can I get the sale, and that's like your intention, they can feel that, you know? But if you come on the call and they can feel that you're there to help them regardless of if you sign up with them or not, you know, that's a little bit different. And a lot of times my first call with someone will be literally just to get as much information as I can about their situation so that I can fully understand it, because that's really important to them, you know?
Right.
And if they're just pitching, then it's not going to feel like that it's that relevant. So it's like, if you listen and you're listening, you know, let's say that you have a sales call and like 80% of it is you mostly listening, the stuff that you give to them, your words are going to matter so much because it's based on a ton of them. But if you're, you know, kind of pitching them or whatever, or telling them and moving the conversation in a way where it's not based on a lot of them, they're going to feel like that you're running your own agenda versus helping them.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say educating them before the process if you can. Because a lot of the reasons that they're even on the call or whatever with you is that they you know, they haven't solved it before because they haven't looked at it in the right way. So how do you help them get that perspective so that once they're on the call, they're already pre-educated versus you like educating them on the call, you know? Because if you're educating them and trying to sell them, that's going to feel a little bit different to them because they're trying to do like multiple things at once. Versus if you pre-educate them before they're on, then they already trust you because they already know what's going
on. Right. Yeah. And we're closer to a buying decision then. It's just a matter of, you know, when or, you know, can I afford it now? Do I need to afford it later? You know?
Yeah. Because a lot of the reason they might even feel like that, you know, that they don't feel like there's a lot of trust there is because you're trying to move them to make a decision when they're like, hold up, let me, like, what is this? You know what I mean? So you can give them a little bit extra time for that earlier, and that'll lower the amount of calls you have to take as well.
Then it goes back to your other phrase about having a win-win.
Yeah.
Now I know you have a book that you're promoting too. So tell us about your LinkedIn high ticket handbook.
Yes, the LinkedIn high ticket handbook. It goes over essentially the profile elements like we were talking about earlier. So it talks about like priming your profile and then different messages to send out to people and posts and different ways of viewing things you may not have before that'll open it up for you a little bit. So you can either find that on Amazon or you can also go to natemorse.com/gift and you can get it for free there.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Good. So Chop Squad, you definitely plug into that so we can get moving better. It's going to be 2024 very soon, and we need to be have our strategies all lined.
Super quick read too. I think it's only it's only like 50 pages. It's not a big read. So they could definitely, they have no excuse to not read this before 2024.
Right. Exactly. we have Thanksgiving coming up. We have Christmas coming up. We might be on a plane or a bus ride. We can open it up right then. Yeah.
And you should be reading already. Like if you're not reading.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I almost swore. If you're not reading, then screw everything that I said on this in regards to LinkedIn. Like, reading is probably the best thing for you.
Yep. Definitely.
Let's start that. That's like, yeah.
Or aside from, you know, reading that advice, I was going to ask you, what advice did you, do you want to leave us with?
Oh, man.
I think it's a summation of what you already said.
Okay.
Drive it in, drive it home for us.
Yeah. So our $1 million promise as a company is to have people enjoy every client. And I think that there's a lot of people who just get clients and bring on sales just so that they can make money, but they don't realize who they're targeting and who they're focusing on, because the clients that you bring in decide what the business becomes. So you're going to build your products and services around what they need, and the people that you bring in, if you have a team, they're going to affect your team. So in the beginning, you just need traction in a business. But once you have that going, you really should focus on how do I get the best clients, because they're going to decide what the business becomes. So yeah, the advice isn't necessarily a like, hey, do this top secret trick to grow it. I think that a lot of people focus on getting more clients, and they need to actually take a step back and focus on, okay, what's a better client? Because then our messaging, right? So instead of more clients, better clients. So, you know, that's going to impact your messaging. You're going to feel more purpose, because you're like focusing on the who in a specific way, and the what that you do will actually come much more naturally. And so everything will increase from that. And so I think that that kind of repotentization moment, like I talked about earlier with, you know, reviewing, I think that's something that's really the piece to focus on, is refining.
Chop Squad, you have your marching orders. Let's get our profiles, so LinkedIn profiles together. Then also as a sales tool, or, you know, to really grow and grow with quality clients while we're giving or selling quality services.
They'll give you the best referrals, the best testimonies. They'll give you more of them. Huge thing.
Nate, what other service or strategy are you working on at Apex or anywhere that you could offer to us?
Yeah, so the Outreach Accelerator and the Done For You, those are all revolving around getting you the clients that you want on LinkedIn that align with the current marketing opportunities. But I'm working on something right now called the Better Client Blueprint, and that is a mini course, super affordable, that's designed to help people actually take a step back and realize which clients should they go for, where are they, where are they at, how do I connect with them, and then if LinkedIn is the right option, then, you know, there's stuff in there for you as well. But that's really for everybody just trying to help the entrepreneurship world, you know, not focus on just more clients as much, but more of the better clients. I think a lot of clients will be happier, and businesses will be happier.
Absolutely.
So that'll be on my website when that launches. So be on the lookout for that.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. I look forward to that. I'll definitely keep my eye out, because I'm connected with you on LinkedIn and Chop Squad. Make sure you go out and connect with Nate on LinkedIn as well. And you'll see his other social accounts down there that you can connect with him and start following. All right. Well, thanks again, Nate. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest, and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.